Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
56.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. Here we are, episode number 56. I'm here with Freeze. How you doing?
Peace. How you, man?
Oh, I'm great. Just great. Trying to make this podcast thing happen.
I see you.
Yeah. So I want to recap real quick episode 55 the last week. Here I had Mike the Martyr, Beasley, Minnesota, Remo Williams. They all came through. We took some pictures. Adult pictures. No, I'm just kidding. We took some pictures for a show they got coming up here. I was kind of filling you in on that. We talked about their upcoming. They got the show called Gravity. You heard about this shit?
Yep.
Revolutionized the industry right here.
That's going to be that shit.
I don't really know if it's going to revolutionize, but that's the plan.
Shit's gonna be hard body, man. Make sure y'all go check that shit out.
But yeah, we also talked about some
honey.
We didn't actually have a direct topic to talk about. We did touch on some classic albums. Are you familiar? I don't know how old you are, but Spice One.
I remember, you know, Spice One. I ain't never really banged Spice One like that, but I remember all of my old heads used to always be like, "Man, Spice One's that dude."
So Speedy,
I never
really Spice
listened
One.
To shit. I listened to that track he did with Method Man.
Yeah. That's the one from the album America's Nightmare that we were talking about. Yeah,
I thought that shit was tight.
It's funny that you say that, because we were listening to, we were doing this photo shoot out in the garage, and we were listening to Notorious B.I.G. Ready to Die, and he's got Method Man on that song, and that's what sparked the conversation. Yeah, it was like, hey, remember when Method Man used to be featured on all these songs, and Spice One was the other one that brought up that conversation.
Right, yeah, Meth, man. Niggas be sleep on Meth. That was my favorite rapper for hella long. I mean, he still is one of my favorite rappers. Yeah. But right now, it's probably rappers I'd rather listen to over Meth.
Right. But he's definitely, I don't know, man. I don't know if you're familiar with what's his latest one? Tikal?
420.
Or 420, the prequel, yeah. That was actually, you can't beat Tikal. But this new one, probably my second Method Man favorite album.
I personally dig damn near every one of his albums. Like,
they all have a special place.
I fucks with Takao Zero, the prequel.
I thought
niggas hated on that.
Yeah,
that
not a lot of people do.
Song.
Yeah.
That joint with Busta Rhymes, nigga. Yeah. That's like an anthem for me. That shit come on. Like, I'm waiting for the time I'm in the club somewhere. I mean, if I ever go to a club, maybe I'll have that chance. but you know what I mean? That album's cold. The Tikal 2000, that's my favorite Meth album.
Really? All right.
That shit is one of those albums where, like, I listened to it, and this is how I got put on to how ill internal rhyming could be.
Mm-hmm.
And rhyming way more syllables, and syllables that niggas then forgot about. You bring it back,
right,
bar in, and shit like what Freeway and like a bunch of cats do now, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But like, he was so polished with it.
Right.
It was just so perfect the way he used to do it. And he always stood out as the dopest member of Wu-Tang to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was always Meth, Ray, Ghost.
Okay.
Like, those are my favorite three out of Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, I'd probably say I fuck with Raekwon more, because Raekwon shit's been a little bit doper than the Meth shit I've been hearing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how over time these artists progress and they grow, and it changes. Old Dirty Bastard was always my, and still is my favorite Wu-Tang member, just because he's so unique. Right. You will never hear another person like him again. Either way, we're here to talk about Michael Jackson Bad.
Yeah, Michael Jackson Bad.
I propose to you Shaquille O'Neal's Shaq Diesel album. Oh, you denied that. You're like, no, I don't want to talk about Shaq Diesel.
Let's not talk about Shaq's album.
Someday I'm going to talk about that, because that's definitely like a guilty pleasure of mine, you know? That was like 93, 90. I don't know what year that was.
It was like the year Shaq Fu came out. Like, Shaq was everywhere.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, yo, Shaq Fu was a dope video game. Yeah. I'll say that.
No one else had a video game like that. On the Nobody real. Else
that
did.
That shit shitted on that Michael Jordan Space Jam joint that he had. You know what I'm saying? Shaq Fu's that deal.
Foosh Nickens and Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? It? Tell me you weren't getting into that.
Nah, but
anyway,
yeah,
Michael
yeah,
Jackson,
yeah,
bad. Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom. That's my shit.
Let me
dude.
Tell you,
that's my shit.
So, how old are you? If you don't mind me asking, if you don't mind,
I'm 26.
All right,
I'm 26, but I'll be 27 in May.
Okay. Well, I'm 35, so I'm a little bit older than you. Not that I'm any wiser, but let me tell you, in the 80s, let's see, this album came out August 31st, 87, yeah.
Yeah, I was born.
So, probably the summer,
a few months after.
It must have been summer of 88 then. Because I remember people were wearing like these cut-off shirts that like went above the belly, you know? Like say bad, you know what I mean? And I had to have one. I think me and my brother both had one, and it probably just looked ridiculous, you know what I mean? But shit, everyone was wearing them,
right.
You know?
That was the shit back then. It's like, this is probably how I be telling my kids about how, like, cats was out here wearing pink shirts and shit. Now, I'm not saying that wearing pink shirts, there's anything wrong with that, but it was just like, nigga, this shit just flipped. It was like, nigga, a year ago, niggas would have never been out here rocking this shit.
Yeah.
Cam'ron just made this. That's how you know that album was cold. Cam snapped, because motherfuckers was okay with doing shit like that. That's my little story like that. Like, this is when niggas was out here dressing all funny and shit.
You know, it's like, and people have their opinions about Michael Jackson. You know, he didn't have a childhood. His childhood was growing up in entertainment. And you just can't live a normal life that way. You know what I mean? Not that that explains whatever the fuck he was doing in his later years or his whole life. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, right. Yeah, I can't speak to none of that shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I want to not believe it, but at the same time, it's like...
Because he made some amazing music.
Made some dope shit. I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these celebrities be fucking weirdos.
Yeah. That's true.
Straight up.
Kanye, that's a good example.
All of these motherfuckers, a bunch of them. You think about getting all that money, man, that shit makes you... It makes you a little bit different.
Right,
you know what
absolutely.
Saying? It has to. It has, especially if you grew up poor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that nigga done been had the money. You know what I mean? He been poor or whatever, but like...
Straight out of Gary, Indiana.
On the real, at like 9, 11, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This nigga was out here touring.
Yep.
So imagine being an 11-year-old on tour.
Right, yeah.
That should be crazy.
11-year-olds have no business being on tour. Where are their parents?
That 11-year-old's living the fucking life.
Yeah. Like, the success that Michael Jackson had was like... Is there anyone in the world, potentially there could be someone else that reaches that status in the future, who's to say? But to this day, like the Beatles, maybe the only other group musically that has reached that status. You know what I mean? 9 million albums sold, and that's in the US alone.
Right.
30 million worldwide. 30 fucking million. You know what I mean?
That's a shitload of albums.
It is. It is. So that,
yo,
man.
Motherfuckers fucking with it.
Yeah. Okay, so this album right here, 11 tracks. Let's just say you release an album, 11 tracks. That's not a lot.
Yeah,
it's not
a quick album.
Yeah, so 9 of those 11 tracks are released as singles. All of them hit the charts. You know, most of them hit number one right away. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's some
who does that?
Shit. That's some bonkers shit right there, yo.
But when you got Quincy Jones in your corner, that's the trick.
Yeah, he's
you're fucking with the wrong people. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
He's what made the fucking album, dude. Yeah. Like the beats on Bad is what make me fuck with Bad more than any one of his albums. It's like that shit has like 4 of my favorite beats of all time on it. You know what I'm saying?
Which ones?
Like Bad, that's one of the dopest beats ever to me, man. I still remember what I was doing as a kid when I first heard that song type shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Leave Me Alone. Mm-hmm. That's one of the illest beats to me. Smooth Criminal, of course, and Speed Demon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Those 4, like Speed Demon, he's fucking beatboxing on a bunch of that drum line. You know what I'm saying? Well, who was doing that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe there were. I'm not like a huge 80s music buff or like fuck with a grip of
not
that
on
shit.
His level, at least.
Yeah, you know
definitely
what I'm saying?
Not on,
really,
on that level.
Yeah, nah. He was the best at it, man. I still think these pop motherfuckers ain't fucking with what he was doing back then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, at least in my opinion.
He did that though. He kind of incorporated, I guess, what was kind of hip hop at the time. Just like little spots, you know what I mean? Like on the album Dangerous. Are you familiar with that album at all?
Yep.
Like he threw Heavy D on that song. There was a rap in the middle of Black and White. I don't remember who was the person on that song.
I don't know who's the rapper in Black and White. I can't think of it off the top of my head. It fuck around was Heavy D again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Heavy D, rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah. Rest in peace, both of these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, right.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. How could we forget that?
R.I.P. dig it.
Yeah, but so Quincy Jones, of course, worked with him on, started with Off the Wall, which is my favorite Michael Jackson album. And especially like getting into disco music, I guess it's kind of like disco pop.
Yeah, that shit's like the last of the ill disco albums. And I think that disco shit, Disco Dying, is probably why that album didn't receive as much acclaim as Thriller did.
Right.
Because that shit's really dope.
It is.
That's a dope ass album. Yeah, I fucks with it. That title track on that album is one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. On the real, that shit is hard body, dude. That shit is dope.
That album gets played a lot in this house.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I might not go out in public and dance, but I will dance in this house with my kids on that album. Yeah. So Off the Wall, this is the thing, not as successful in Michael Jackson terms, right? Sold 20 million worldwide, Off the Wall. So it was, success, yes, but Michael Jackson's like, oh,
just
man.
Just not quick enough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I need to sell 10 this year over this many years type shit. It's Thriller Jew.
Yep, Thriller, 65 mil.
I think that's because he was salty, though. He was salty at how niggas did him for Off the Wall. They both was, him and Quincy Jones. It's like, oh, word, okay. Yeah. We're finna make this shit just perfect.
Yeah.
And bad is cocky. Michael Jackson, and that's probably why I like it, because I've always been like more of a cocky MC. Like Bad is his album where he's like, fuck that, I'm out here killing this shit right now, like what the fuck are y'all doing? You know what I mean? So
6 Grammy Award nominations, it only won 2. Okay, so actually only 5 of the singles went number 1. I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, Dirty Diana. So, and they all charted number 1. And to date, only one other album has achieved this milestone, Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I understand this is, what, almost 25 years, you know, difference between this Katy Perry and...
This is over. Over. It's 26. I'm born in 87. So it's 26 years.
26 years, okay.
26 years later.
So,
about to be 27.
I just don't see Katy Perry making... No, I don't listen to Katy Perry, so I can't really say for sure. Making this kind of music. I mean, this album had some songs on it that were like... That really touched you. You know what I mean? Man in the Mirror. I mean, holy shit. How are you going to make a change? Start right here with you. You know what I mean?
Right. And that nigga, he stuck with it. Like, he ate those words. You know what I'm saying? And, like, he practiced that shit. Like, he gave a grip of money away.
Oh, yeah,
mad absolutely. Different charities, man.
Yep.
Like, he talked about it. And he was like, yo, I'm actually out here doing it. Mm-hmm. And you ain't never see him in one of those, like, commercials. You know what I'm saying? He was just out here doing the shit, making songs about the shit. Like, yo, let's do this.
Yep. And didn't him and Quincy, weren't they the ones behind the...
We Are the World.
We Are the World, right, yeah, yeah. That had, like, everybody who was anybody at the time. Stevie Wonder was in there.
Didn't they try to do that shit again?
They did, yeah. Like, in 2000-something.
Yeah, they did that shit sometime. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember
no.
Puff Daddy was in there.
Puff.
Yeah.
Puff. Shout out to Puff, man.
Hey, Puff, hit me up. I want you on the show.
What up, Puff? You know what it is, nigga? I need that money, B.
So this was kind of the time.
Nigga owes me.
If Puff owes you money.
It's like, man, I'd have been known that nigga. I knew that nigga when he was nuff. You know what I'm saying?
When he wasn't so puffy.
When he wasn't so puffy, nigga.
Okay, so this was the time, like, Michael Jackson really utilized media before. Well, he had the money to do that. You know what I mean? I remember watching MTV, like, in the 90s. And just in the middle of the day, this like 30-minute movie comes on, and it's Martin Scorsese did this. It's called The Magic Returns, and I was like, what the hell is this? You know, I had no idea. And it was, this show had actually debuted on like CBS or something, like during a primetime slot. And I mean, if you got money to do that, I mean, that before cable was really big.
Right, this movie was called what?
The Magic Returns.
What's it about? I've never even heard of that.
It was like a commemorative special, and it had like, it was like almost a movie, 30-minute movie. Well, you know, with commercials in there and stuff. But it had, at the very end, it had the video for Bad. But I remember some weird shit. I haven't seen this in years, but I want to say there was like a robot, like a big ass robot. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Does that sound familiar? I think you're talking about Moonwalker. He made a movie.
Okay, so that's a different one then.
Yeah, there's a whole movie where he does a grip of the songs from.
Right. So this is different.
This album,
then.
You know what I'm saying? That's the movie. Moonwalker is the movie that has the actual Smooth Criminal video in it.
Okay.
Where he walk in and he throw the coin into the jukebox.
Right. Yep.
And the music started and shit. Okay. The one
and
that
like
put
had
on
the gangster
different.
Shootout type deal. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's when he turns into the robot.
Okay.
This thing was on another level, you know, werewolves, robots, cars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
Man. He turned himself into a smartphone, he would have really been ahead of the curve then. Then maybe I would have shown him some respect. No, just playing.
So the video Bad, do you remember who was in that video? First time?
Wesley Snipes,
that's right.
Wesley Snipes. Yep.
But yeah, remember like when Dangerous was coming out? He debuted the video for Black and White on Fox, like after The Simpsons or before The Simpsons or something.
Yeah, dude, I remember when he performed at the Super Bowl. It was like every commercial break, they kept cutting to like, yo, in this many minutes, Michael Jackson, it's like a shadow of him dancing. It's like the whole country was excited to see this fucking performance. They don't be doing that shit like that no more.
No.
This is like every commercial break, man.
Yeah, and I remember... What was the other, the video from Dangerous, the one that had Eddie Murphy in it? Like the Egyptian.
Oh, Remember the Time.
Remember the Time. That was another one they did on the Fox on Sunday night.
Like after some shit, it was like niggas just watched The Simpsons.
Right, just to see
shit.
This Michael Jackson
motherfucking
video.
Motherfucking Michael Jackson's video from the play. Yeah, niggas don't do that shit no more. Niggas can't. I mean, motherfuckers is doing way too much in the videos these days to be doing something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just way too... The videos have gotten overly ratchet.
Mm-hmm. And but, it's like... at that time...
I mean, by the people that are big enough to be putting videos on those avenues. Yeah. I'm not talking about everybody videos. I'm just saying, like, these... I don't know. I can't even watch shit most of the time.
You know, at that time, it was blatant, like... Fox had that demographic. I'm sure he was looking to hit, you know, and networks were probably easier to pinpoint now. That's just like neck and neck. And there's all these networks now, so it's probably a little different game. If Michael Jackson was alive right now, he'd be picking one of those networks and debuting a video Sunday night.
Like, yo, I'm finna get one of these videos debuted.
But he had Stevie Wonder on a joint on here. Just Good Friends.
Yeah, that shit is hard. He fuck with Steve. Why? I don't know why him and Prince ain't never fuck with each other.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I think they was both just on some like, nah, I'm that nigga.
He needs to call me.
Nah, Quincy Jones and I got this Bad joint. It's like the remastered version. It's got all these interviews with Quincy Jones and shit. And he's talking about how he wanted the Bad shit to be like a duet with Mike and Prince.
Really?
And neither one of them was with that shit. He was like, it never... So I was never able to make it happen.
Yeah.
But that's really how I wanted to do this shit.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted this shit. But yeah, them niggas ain't fuck with each other. And in that Moonwalker movie, he kind of takes a shot at Prince.
Okay.
Like, there's a scene where he's walking. Because they do a whole rendition of the Bad video with, like, a bunch of little kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And he's coming out. And he meets with, like, his agent, his handler, whatever the fuck. And he's like, yeah, it's Bubbles in my trailer. It's like, yeah.
The monkey.
It's like, what's he
talking
wearing?
Talking about the monkey.
Yeah, he's like, what's he wearing? It's like, a Prince t-shirt. It's like, a Prince t-shirt? Then he comes out in this actual Michael Jackson shit, but it's like, damn, the little kid was just talking shit about Prince.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the fuck is he doing in a Prince shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got that shit on DVD. My daughter fucks with it. My daughter loves that shit.
Yeah.
You can still play this shit for kids, nigga. Kids fucks with Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Shit, that's probably why I fuck with him.
Yeah,
when I was
you know,
younger.
People. Let's just go back to this for a second. People need to remember that at one time Michael Jackson had a fucking monkey.
Yeah,
a monkey.
This nigga had a pet monkey.
Or
dude.
I guess
what
it was
fuck?
A chimpanzee, right?
What the fuck?
But either way,
a chimpanzee. Those ain't monkeys.
His name was Bubbles. You know, it's like holy shit. If you're selling 30 million albums, I suppose you're like, what should I buy? A monkey, I guess. Sure.
Shit, how long do monkeys be living? Like, is Bubble still alive?
I don't know.
Google that shit.
Is Bubble still alive?
Is Bubble still living? It's like, yeah, nigga, Bubble's got a family. He done put out an album. You late.
So, the 25th anniversary album, is that the one that's got the bonus? The interviews with Quincy Jones?
No, this one doesn't. But there was one I had on actual CD at my mom's house where he was talking about that shit.
Okay.
And there's one for Thriller like that, too.
Yeah.
Where there's a bunch of interviews, like a bunch of those albums, dude.
Okay.
Fucking go download them shits. Yeah.
That'd be good. That's good to hear, man. Quincy Jones is still alive, and that guy's done some shit. He's made a lot of people a lot of money, including himself, you know? So, man.
Yeah, hats off to that dude, man. Absolutely. He's fucking cold, dude. He's one of the illest producers. And I don't know if he was sampling or what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? Or if all of them shits is all original, or if he had an orchestra that he was directing, or whatever the fuck it was, man. That shit was fucking amazing.
He knew what
amazing.
He was doing.
Right.
And it was did amazing, it right.
dude.
Yeah. Interesting tie from Quincy Jones to Tupac. You know this? That he... Quincy Jones has two daughters from at least one of his wives. One of them is Rashida Jones, who is, you've seen her before, I'm sure. Parks and Recreation, TV show.
I've heard of that show. I ain't never watched it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff, though. The Office, she's been on The Office before.
Rashida Jones, what's she look like?
She is an attractive young lady. Yes.
Right.
When we break here, I'll show you some pictures. I mean, appropriate, of course. But she's got
I'll show you some adult pictures.
But Rashida's got an older sister that dated Tupac. I don't know how or why they met, but that's just kind of, maybe Tupac was like, this is Quincy Jones' daughter. I got to get in with this, you know what I mean? But yeah, they're both very attractive girls, you know, and, you know, Tupac, I'm sure, was a persuasive young man. I mean, he's a handsome man, so, you know, it probably didn't take much, you know? I'm Tupac.
Tupac.
You know?
Tupac. You know she going. It's Tupac.
Yeah. Sure. What anything else to say about this album? It's a classic.
Yeah, it's just one of my favorite, my favorite Michael Jackson album. Like I said, I just like it because it's like he's getting on some, like, he's like, yeah, I'm at the height of what I'm doing right now. Some ill-ass songs on here. You know what I mean? Like... Man, another part of me is like he's shouting out the fans and shit throughout the entire album. It's like as cocky as this album is, you know what I'm saying? This is us. This is for everybody type shit.
The way you make me feel, that's probably my jam off the album here. Yeah.
I fucks with that joint. Yeah.
But man, Smooth Criminal, the video for that is amazing. The
video's bonkers. Yeah. That beat is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That beat is crazy.
And also, we should probably mention this, you know, do you remember that kind of a one-hit wonder, I guess, Alien Ant Farm was a band.
Yeah, they remade it.
Did the cover of Smooth Criminal, and basically gave it second life, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not that it really needed it, but it probably played a hand in boosting some album sales. And
yeah, most likely. You
know, I should have looked into that to see, I'd imagine to get rights to cover a Michael Jackson song, probably not cheap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they guapped out for Smooth. They had to.
Yeah.
They had to.
Well,
Either that or Michael Jackson was really feeling their shit, but I just feel like it was 100 motherfuckers he could have been feeling. I doubt they were the ones.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe the record label got behind it in front of the money for that.
Straight up.
Like, I mean, of course it was going to be a success.
If it's all in-house, they fuck around and didn't have to do too much or nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, pay, you know what I'm saying, pay royalties or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if they on the same label... It ain't really shit.
Yeah. Getting royalty checks from Alien Ant Farm. He bought the Beatles catalog.
Bought the Beatles.
Man.
Checkmate.
Yeah. No shit, right?
It's like, checkmate, man. Dude. It's over,
Some
dude.
Of the highest grossing albums in history. His
I wonder
own
who's and... getting all of that shit now.
Right.
Who inherited the Beatles? Yeah. Who's got the Beatles
I'll
now?
I'll tell you who did. Blanket.
Yeah, right.
Blanket.
He's the most memorable one. Yeah. He's gotta have the motherfucking Beatles.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I hope his kids kinda come out of this all right.
Yeah, I hope they don't end up fucked up.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But let's take a break here. We'll come back and you can fill us all in on what you're working on and all that. All right, we'll be right back. So I'm here today in heaven interviewing Michael Jackson.
Ow!
I actually thought we'd be in a lower level of not so much heaven. But what do you know about, like, matching clothes? Because I see you wearing a hat and shirt that, and the tongues of your shoes, there they match. Brims and tongues, huh? What does Jesus think of that?
He's a Jew.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Yow, we're back.
Yow.
Yow.
Back in effect.
Yao Ming. Hey, I got to give a little shout out to my sponsor, Brims and Tongues Clothing. Are you familiar with Brims and Tongues?
Yes, sir. Shout out.
The Brims and the Tongues.
Peace to Mike. Peace to Mike.
Yep. Amber Ace Cleveland hooked it up.
Peace to Ace.
Amber says hello, by the way. Michael says hello.
Peace.
And I got a new hat. Not this one.
I got a new hat.
I almost completed the hat collection of their beanie hats, but brimsandtongues.com. Go fresh from head to toe. I should really work on like a line for that. Brims and Tongues, fresh from head to toe. Hey, we're back. All right.
And we're back.
It's too forced, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to sell shit. I don't want to sell. I'm not a salesman. But anyways,
you could be
Freeze.
A commercial man, though.
Yeah, yeah. Freeze, Illuminous 3, Soul Tools
yes,
Entertainment.
Sir. Shout outs to the crew. Shout outs to the fam. Shout outs to Ill3. What the fuck is good, my niggas? Shout out to Maven MC, Franz Diego. So me, Franz Diego, and Maven MC, a.k.a. 2 for 1. And Franz Diego is also a.k.a. Tron Diaz.
What's your a.k.a.?
Man Radio.
Man Radio?
Freeze, a.k.a. Man Radio.
Do you get down on the Soul Tools Radio?
A.k.a. Freeza Burner, a.k.a. Sub-Zero. Soul Tools affiliated. Yes. Shout out to the squad. Soul Tools. Peace to Toki. Peace to DJ Willie Shu. Shout out my nigga Snuggles, DJ Snuggles. Shout out Britt. Peace. Shout out my nigga Reggie Ridge. Out here killing the game. Niggas got a movie.
Really?
Nigga made a movie.
Movie.
My nigga made a movie, man.
Right here,
that
Minneapolis, too. Twin Cities, St. Paul.
I don't know where he did it at. I know it's called Bohemian Sun or Bahamian Sun. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Sorry, Reggie, if I'm mispronouncing it. But yeah, that shit's doing really, really good. You know what I'm saying? On some independent film festival shit, like, it's doing really good. So shout out to him for that. Toki's got the new album with Big Cats coming out. Mm-hmm. I do Willie Shoes out here. DJing his ass off, dropping ill ass mixes and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you already know Snuggles.
Freeze. Tell me about yourself.
My name Freeze, y'all.
How'd you get that name?
Freeze. I wrote my first rap to this rapper, Drag On. You know what I'm saying? He was on Rough Riders.
Right, yeah.
He was a Rough Riders. He had this song with him and DMX on his album, The Opposite of H2O. Listening to that, that's when I wrote my first rap. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm going to shout him out with my name because he's pretty much, like, one of my, like, he's the reason I started rapping. Like, I heard that beat and it made me write a rhyme type shit. So I'm like, yeah, I'm Freeze On. After a while, I just dropped the on and it was just Freeze. And later on, we in a little meeting, kicking it, me, Franz, and Ruff, you know what I'm saying? Niggas are just like, yeah, you should have more meaning to your name, that Freeze and cold shit, you know what I'm saying, that's generic. And like right there on the spot, I came up with For Real It's Too Easy, the acronym. Like For Real It's Too Easy, F-R-E-E-Z, For Real It's Too Easy. Like For Real It's Too Easy. And I try to make it look that way on every song, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much
how I got my name. Yeah, that
was meant
to be.
I came up with that shit right there.
Nice.
Right there. That's real shit.
Yeah.
Word to my daughter.
But what time was this then that you...
This was at like... 16 going on 17.
Okay.
Shit, I've been dropping music with Ill3 for more than a decade. They're my brothers. Love them niggas. Fucking dropped a mixtape. Like, had a mixtape ready when I was like 18.
Nice.
Shout outs to everybody.
Where are you from?
I was born in Southside, Chicago.
Okay.
Southside Chicago. Moved up here when I was like 5, 6, and lived down there for a few summers afterwards, you know what I mean? But like back and forth here and there, but just out there for the summer and shit. But like, in all honesty, I rep Minnesota. I'm not gonna front like I'm from Chicago, but I was born there. I was born there. Right. And I fucks with all my Chicago niggas, man. Peace to all my family out there and everybody I know out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and their music is always on point. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, dog.
Right. Common sense, right?
Yeah, straight up. Commons code, Twista's code.
Yeah.
Shit, I fucks with Psychodrama, Crucial Conflict. I thought they were dope. Crucial you know what conflict. I'm saying? Do or Die is code.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of motherfuckers. Kanye's code. I fucks with Kanye. I don't fuck with this last album, but I fucks with Kanye. Yeah. Like Kanye, I'm a Kanye head. You know what I'm saying?
Crucial Conflict. Whatever happened to those guys?
Man, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
They was cold though. I thought that shit was tight.
Hey, wasn't that a song?
Hey, in the middle of the bond. That shit was cold.
Yeah, a bunch of that album.
I don't remember a lot of it, but I think they're from Chicago.
Yeah.
I always remember them being from Chicago. I could be totally wrong. It's like, yeah, right, nigga.
If you're wrong, I'll just cut this part out. But if you're right, man, you know a lot of shit. So what's next for you? What do you you got an album coming out, for a solo album?
Yep. Right? Me and Mike Fry are about the release of the project, Freezes Frozen French Fries. Me and him, we released a project called You Are Here for free download a couple years back. And this is like the album, the follow-up album for that. And it's dropping on Soul Tools. Shout out Soul Tools, Soul Tools, Soul Tools. We out here. And yeah, hopefully dropping first quarter of 2014. So pretty soon here.
Crucial Conflict is from Chicago.
Yeah, I was pretty sure. I'm like,
I didn't doubt you for a sec. I just had no idea where they were from.
Yeah, Crucial Conflict.
Yeah, nice.
Shout outs to them. Them niggas was in Belly. Them the niggas that shoot up, that meth shoot up in the bar scene in Belly. That's Crucial Conflict.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's Crucial Conflict, nigga.
Hype Williams.
Recognize them
throwing
niggas right
away. Throwing a bone to Do or Die, Crucial Conflict.
Crucial Conflict. Yeah. Shit, all of them there. A bunch of rappers from a bunch of different coasts was in Belly.
Yeah.
Little dope shit like that don't happen no more. Like, niggas don't do shit like that no more.
Don't.
It's like, motherfuckers have all gotten so cutthroat that they don't even work together on no projects like that and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous. We need to build.
Yeah, it has
Let's
to be
start
some
with
kind
our
of weak-ass
city.
Documentary. It's like, dude, there ain't got to be no documentary. Shit, let's all get together and, like, make some shit happen. Right.
Yeah. Here. But, there's too many egos. Let me ask you this. On the last episode, we were talking about how people don't come from Minneapolis to St. Paul, and people from St. Paul don't go to Minneapolis. What do you think about that?
I don't know, because, I mean, I ain't never really fucked with St. Paul like that.
Yeah.
But I did when my guy Zilla was living over there. I used to go to St. Paul a lot, but just to his house. I don't know why that is. It is what it is.
I
don't know.
I ain't never had nothing to...
I do get lost in St. Paul, and I hate driving in St. Paul. Like, yeah. I hate the way the streets are and just... You got to be from here to really know where you're going. And I don't fuck with that shit. I don't like that shit. So that's probably made me steer away.
Yeah. But St. Paul, to me, in my opinion, it doesn't have a lot of venues. Like, Minneapolis has... You can probably name 20 venues you could play at on any given... Or go see a hip-hop show on any given night of the week. On a Monday night. Who does a show on Monday night?
Right.
Minneapolis does. Yeah.
A night, and, seven nights a week.
Right.
We out here. That shit's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing. I wish St. Paul would do the same thing. It just kind of seems like...
Well, I can't name you one St. Paul venue, though.
Yeah.
The Turf Club. Is the Turf Club still open? I performed there before.
And that is St. Paul, but that's not... I was thinking downtown. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But the Turf Club actually will be pretty accessible when the light rail opens up there. That's right off the light rail.
Right.
Big V's right down the road from there. Downtown St. Paul, there was the station. Station 4. And I think they're closed right now. See?
Right.
Shit's just closing, you know? Actually, but you know
shit's
what? Remo and Mike the Martyr got a show coming up in St. Paul. I forget the name of the place. But go ahead and listen to the last episode. They talk about it.
They're talking about that
shit. Yeah, they're bringing St. Paul back. Putting it back on the map.
That's what's up. Hell yeah.
But you know what? To me,
St. Paul. That's what's good.
Right, yeah. To me, it's like Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, nah, I don't think it's a huge deal. But maybe it is. I don't know. I guess I don't ever think about it.
It only is because people make it an issue.
The St. Paul.
Because people like me are asking questions about it.
Like, yo, so what's up with this St. Paul? Yeah. Shit, I don't know. But shit, it's a bunch of Southside motherfuckers that you can bring up and be like, yeah, how come, you know what I'm saying, niggas ain't never built together like this, you know what I mean? Right. It's not nothing personal, it's just, it's never happened. Like, I try to build with everybody that wants to build, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's good, that's a good thing.
But yeah, first quarter, 2014, man, we dropping this motherfucking album. Freezes, Frozen, French Fries. Mike Fry on all the beats, me on all the raps. I got features from Greg Grease, Meta Soda, Muja Messiah. Nice. Shout out Muja Messiah. Shout out all my niggas. DJ Just Nine. Shout out all of the homies, man. My guy Just Delco. Nine? My guy Delco Wolf. Delco Wolfpack, put your ears up. Monument, ENT.
Who was the last one you just said there?
Oh, my guy Delco. He's Delco. The one. I released this project called Sub-Zero a few years back. I got two free projects available online. Sub-Zero EP and the You Are Here mixtape with Mike Fry. And I also had the For Real It's Too Easy mixtape. It's super old, but I still stand by that shit. I think it's pretty dope still.
All right. Where can you get those?
You can get all of those at www.illuminous3.com.
Okay.
Luminous3.com. It has all of our projects on there.
Can't beat free.
I'm out here right now. We're going to drop this album. Shit's gonna crack, hopefully.
Frozen's.
Hopefully people don't think it's whack. Hopefully it's not whack.
Freezes, Frozen, this album, French Fries?
Hoping it ain't whack. Yeah, Freezes, Frozen, French Fries.
That's a mouthful right there. You got a song about it too?
Freezes, Frozen, French Fries. Nah, I ain't got a song about the French fries.
I almost hear that like chanting.
It's just the vibe. It's the vibe of the album. Like it'll all come together when you get the album. The album tells like a story of, you know what I'm saying, the working class and shit. Because that's what I am, you know what I mean? I'm a motherfucker that goes to work every day, you know what I mean? I just finished school. I'm doing some extern bullshit right now. Working for free plus working my job. And you know what I'm saying? So I know what the grind is like, man. Hoops. I mean, it's like I wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, like as an MC, like I'm not better than nobody, you know what I'm saying? I still got a fucking job too. Like, I'm not some super famous ass rapper dude. I got a fucking day job. I gotta have one, you know what I'm saying?
Where do you work? I'm just kidding, you know what
I'm saying? It's like, yo, I'll be working at this spot on this address all the time. Fuck with me. Anybody got a problem? Yeah, no way to see me yet. I had a uniform on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be throw out down here. In the parking lot.
Nigga, I'll clock out right now. I'll clock out. I'm clocking out. Yo, boss man, I'm clocking out.
I gotta go throw down here.
Out here, middle of the street.
So how did the Soul Tools thing come about?
Man, Toki's been my guy for a minute. He gave us our first show as Illuminous 3, Toki Wright. That's our big brother, man. Mm-hmm. We used to call him the nicest man in the world.
I heard you said used to.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take notes. No, I'm just playing. Nah, it's not like, it's just we were younger, you know what I'm saying? We was looking at him like this huge adult figure, you know what I'm saying? And like, to this day, he's like one of the illest lyricists out here to me. Like, I still think Toki got bars. Right. Like, I've never... You know what I'm saying? Toki ain't never fell off with it. He's just always been consistent. Yep. Like, and he talk about some shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
he's real.
On the real. He says some ill shit, and he makes you think, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Toki's fucking dope, man. Always been one of my favorites out here. He's always reaching out, and that's pretty much how this came about. You know what I'm saying? He reached out to me.
Every interaction I've ever had with him, very nice guy, friendly, absolutely. What are you looking forward to in 2014 here?
As far as what? Albums?
Albums, yeah. Anything, personal life.
Man, I'm looking forward to watching my daughter start school. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm looking forward to finishing up this school shit and being done with that shit. So I ain't got to worry about that
happens
no more.
This year?
Yeah. And
your album?
This album, man. This album. Pardon me, y'all. I'm stoned as shit. I was smoking this whole time. But yeah, nah. The album is, it's going to be that shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be barred up. I'm telling some stories. It's going to have a good feel to it.
Right.
It's going to all come together. It's going to be nice. I'm not just spitting every verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just going to be some rapper album. Like, I really took the time, you know what I'm saying, to try to put together a cohesive project. You know what I mean?
So is this your first album with like a Soul Tools? Are they considered like a label?
Would you? Yeah, okay. I consider. They're like a music. We are pretty much like a multimedia company. You know what I'm saying? Like we doing movies, mm-hmm. we doing music. There's DJing. We're doing like photos, all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't just say it's just a label. You know what I'm saying? It's just the team I'm affiliated with, the team I believe in right now. You know what I'm saying? And like we're on this shit, whether that be on some music shit or some other shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a bunch of passionate people out here trying to get it. You know what I mean? So
well, that's good. You can't just categorize yourself under one thing that way.
Right.
You know? You got all the tools, the soul tools.
Yeah, the soul tools, yeah, man.
To do the job. Right, so, but this is your first project to have that kind of backing, would you say?
Yeah, it's really my first album. Like, I haven't really dropped a full-length album before. Right. It's going to be my first album, you know what I'm saying? I've dropped a bunch of mixtapes and little shit like that. This will be my first full-length project, you know what I'm saying, where I'll have... It's going to be for sale. I'm going to have it out here on iTunes and all of that shit. So
cheapo.
Yeah,
get cheapo, that cheapo.
Fucking your mama's house. I'm going to have your mom's bootlegging this shit for sure. I got a number on speed dial, nigga. No, I'm just playing.
My mother is a saint.
She would never be out here bootlegging no motherfucking albums. Looking forward to bigger and better things. I've also been working on some shit with True Minneapolis from BZ Music. Me and him got some songs on deck that we're just like sitting on. We got some gems. I'm not even gonna say how many it is because it's kind of ridiculous. Shout out my dude Ryan, True Minneapolis, True X, True Beats. Y'all know what it is. We giving niggas that shit, man. He's got that work. Mike Fry's got that work too, man. I think people are gonna really, really enjoy the beats he put together for this project. Freezes Frozen French Fries. Like he really got it in on this album and like made this shit really, really crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like we got together and just smoked out, banged out these tracks.
Made this shit happen,
man. Right. It's been a long time coming, man.
You also got a show coming up here with DJ Abilities.
Yep.
When's that?
At the Poorhouse, February 12th.
Okay. DJ Abilities, Poorhouse, with Charisma, DJ Punky, Solo Subsequent. I don't know that word. Freeze, that's you. Big Jess with Nemo the Hooligan.
Yeah, shout out Big Jess.
Nice. $10 at the door, $7 in advance. You can't beat that.
It's a good show. It's a good lineup, man. We got to get it in.
All right. Where can people go online and find you? Where can you be found?
I can be found at www.illuminous3.com. It's still Illuminous3. Even though as a solo artist, I'm Soul Tools on my people, you know what I'm saying? But Ill3 is always going to be the homies. They're always fam, you know what I'm saying? Me signing the suit, anybody that's thinking that stupid shit, whatever, anybody that might have had that on their head, you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm saying it is or sign or anything, but...
Franz has got some crazy shit out there, too. Yeah,
Franz, man. Shout out to Franz. Go cop that Retrograde. Shout out to Roth, 2-for-1, Maven MC. Shout out to my nigga. That nigga has swag. Man, my niggas is out here getting it in. We're all making, like, some of the best music of our lives right now. You know what I'm saying?
Twin Cities, so, man. That's what we do. Right. That's just what we do.
Make great music. On the real, shout out to all of the Minneapolis and St. Paul. Everybody in my sector, music, man.
Freeze draws no lines. Yeah, that river, you know, does not separate
that
anybody.
That river's wide open, B. Yeah. Just cross Marshall. Cross that motherfucking river, Dougie. Shout out my nigga Cliff.
Illuminous3.com.
Illuminous3.com.
All right,
There's many Ill3 albums that you can download, many solo projects from all three members of Illuminous3. And continuous updates, always updates. If there's anything new happening with us, you can go there and find out what it is.
And it is what it is.
And it is what it is. And it is what it is. It is what it is.
You can go to thankyourob.com. If you were to go to that website, which, by the way, you should probably take a couple of these stickers, do what you want with them. You go to thankyourob.com, you could click on the podcast. You can listen to past episodes, you know. A lot of the people that we've talked about here have been on the show. But, yeah, listen to past episodes. I do graphic design work. So you got your guy. That's cool. Twin Cities, man, there's a lot of rappers. There's a lot of design artists, too, that do some
there's
nice
a lot
work.
Of artists, a lot of independent yeah. artists, man, for a whole fucking variety of
it's a
everything.
Creative,
it's a lot of dope shit.
Creative
here,
cities
man.
Is what we are.
On the real.
Yeah.
It's some creative shit happening, dude. Motherfuckers are really beasting right now.
You can also go to thankyourob.com. Click on Brims and Tongues. Right there. Go right there. They got a new web store coming soon. It is beautiful. You can get all sorts of brims. You can get all sorts of tongues.
Right, right.
And shirts.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right if I don't shout out my niggas Create Karma and Tattered Life Clothing. Gotta shout them both out. Those are the homies. They've been riding and they make dope shit as well. I'm pretty sure it's createkarma.com. Karma with a K.
Spell it right.
Spell it right.
Anything you know with an S is a Z.
Just because it's hip-hop don't mean it's double. You know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck it. It's TatterLifeClothing.com coming soon. Shout out my nigga Scott, Big Scott. That's the dude who made my vest. He's made a Grippa jean jacket vest for a bunch of people out here.
Mm-hmm. And he's Tattered Life?
Yeah, he's okay. Tattered Life. Okay. He makes those. He does those himself. You know what I'm saying? He gets mm-hmm. the jacket and he puts all the wear and tear on it. He takes mad time, man. He gets
Tattered Life. It's not just a name.
Tattered
not just
life,
a clever
yo.
Name.
Tattered Life, man. Shout out my nigga Big Scott.
Freeze, hey, thanks again for doing the show, man.
Yo,
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Hashtag. Thank you, Rob.
Any last words? Wrap this up.
Freeze's frozen french fries. First quarter of 2014. Soul Tools Entertainment. RIP to Black Wizard. Black Wizard lives. Shout out my nigga Greg Grease. Shout out Toki. Shout out Snuggles. Shout out Willie Shoe. Shout out Reggie Red. Shout out Miss Britt. Everybody that's down with us. Shout out my nigga Terrell. My nigga Adam Davis McGee. Shout out my nigga Gabe Garcia. Shout out my motherfucking girl and my motherfucking baby, nigga. Shout out little Mimi, nigga. My little nigga, my soldier in training. Out here shitting on you little kids mentally. Period. Period. Shitting. She's just subpar, you know what I'm saying? And she look all right, too. Nah, that's my daughter, man. I love her to death. Shout out, Daddy loves you, baby. You already know. Let's get it in, man. Let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? 2014. Remember the name. My name, Freeze, y'all. F-R-E-E-Z. Freeza Burner for short. Sub-Zero. Scorpion. All of them motherfucking ninjas rolled into one. And one sharp-ass sword. That's cutting motherfuckers' heads off this year. Period.
Freeze's Frozen French Fries 2014, Illuminous3.com, thankyourob.com. I'm going to end it with Chewbacca Balls.